Isaiah chapter number 7. I want to read out of the book Isaiah 7, and then we'll skip over to chapter 9. And I'm going to preach on Isaiah's Christmas message. Isaiah's Christmas message. 7 and 14. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign.
Yes.
Behold, a young mother shall conceive. Is that what it says?
No.
Behold, a virgin shall conceive. I feel like that's very necessary to what we believe in.
Yes, it is.
Amen. And bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Praise God. Chapter number 9, starting at verse number 6. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given,
right.
And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, yes. Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Yes. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice, from henceforth, even forever.
Right.
The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you for standing here tonight for the reading of the Word of God. Amen. And I tell you what, the gospel we preach and the gospel we believe and share is not something that's just brought out of the air somewhere. Amen. It's not just brought out of thin air, but what we believe is based upon the scripture.
Right.
Hallelujah. So it's necessary to believe that this book right here is the divine word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, starting at verse number 3, two times mentioned here. Amen. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture.
Right.
According to what scripture? It started all the way back in the Old Testament. Amen. Praise God. That's why we got to believe the old and the new. Hallelujah. And that, verse number 4, and that he was buried and that he rose again the third day according to the scripture. Hallelujah. What we believe tonight is based upon scripture. Amen. Based upon God. Brother Tommy, get me Micah chapter number 5 and verse number 2. Amen. But what we believe tonight is based upon God's word. Hallelujah. Amen. Several of the Old Testament prophets even speak about that coming arrival of this baby named Jesus. Amen. For instance, Micah chapter number 5 and verse number 2 tells us a little bit about his coming.
But thou, Bethlehem, Ephratah, thou that be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting.
Out of thee, Bethlehem, even though thou be so small among the nations.
Yeah.
Amen. Out of thee shall come that root. Praise Woo. God. Amen. That my first point I'd like to talk about here tonight is the miracle of his birth. Hallelujah. When this prophecy was given, we must understand that the southern kingdom of Judah was under the threat of the invasion by the Assyrians. The Assyrians had already captured the northern kingdom of Israel and were preparing an attack to that come down to Judah. God sends Isaiah to King Ahaz with the promise that the Assyrians will not be successful. God tells Ahaz to choose a sign so that God can prove his word. And Ahaz refuses. So God himself gives the sign here. Amen. In Isaiah, praise God.
Yeah.
Chapter number 7 and verse number 14. Praise God. God gives that sign. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign.
Yes.
Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that there is a God in heaven that thought so much about little old meager human such as you and me. Amen. That he would search throughout all of heaven. Praise God. Amen. And send his only begotten son in the form of a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes. Why? All because he loved me. Hallelujah. All because, amen, he sought, amen, to seek a way to breach that gap between man and God that sin had created. Amen. Hey, thank God for that. Amen. That he reached down to where we were and he sent us a babe. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God the virgin birth was a miracle. Oh, yes, babies just don't happen that way. But I'd like to read to you here tonight in the book of Luke. Amen. Chapter number 1, starting at verse number 26. Praise God. Amen. Instead of getting everybody to read my verses, I'm going to do a lot of reading tonight. And in the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary.
Right.
And the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there shall be no end. And then Mary said unto the angel, How shall this thing be, seeing I know not a man? Verse 35. And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also the thing, amen, which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Aren't you glad? Amen. That as Isaiah prophesied, Emmanuel, God with us. That's exactly what God is telling here. Amen. Mary said, How can these things be? Seeing I'm not even married. I hadn't even known a man. And God said, Amen. The Holy Ghost, the angel told him, that Holy Ghost is going to overshadow you, and the Most Highest is going to come upon you. Amen, and you're going to come with child. Hallelujah. I've told in the past, I'll lightly hit this and move on. Amen, but being a nurse, everybody knows that the blood, a mother that has to even certain kinds of disease, Brother Earl, that she can have a baby, amen, and that baby can be born totally blood disease free because the blood doesn't pass from the mother. Hallelujah. Thank God. I tell you this, that was overshadowed in her was the Godchild. Hallelujah. Thank God. I come to tell you tonight, the Holy Ghost breathed upon her, and this baby got his blood from his father like every other baby does. Amen. Hey, I come to tell us I'm so glad it had to come by the virgin birth. And not only the virgin birth, it had to be the Godchild. Amen. Because your and our sins separated us from God. Amen. And we just preached last Sunday how that the blood of the Old Testament, every single year, the priest had to come in and offer up the blood of bulls and of goats and all that ritual that they had. Gallons and gallons of blood was shed every single year. But oh, God said, I'm going to do away with that, and I'm going to shed a lamb, and it's only going to happen one time. Thank God that lamb was slain on Calvary's cross. Amen. As that baby entered into this world, it was sinless. Hallelujah. Amen. He didn't bear upon him any sin from the start all the way to the finish. He was that sinless Lamb of God. Aren't you glad for that here tonight, church? I said he was the sinless Lamb of God. Amen. Woo! Amen. He took a sinless Savior. It took a sinless Savior to atone for the sins of all of humanity. The real miracle. miracle in the virgin birth of Christ lies in the incarnation. God became flesh and he entered this world to die for sinners. Amen. Oh yeah, I said that's right. The God of this world, he became flesh. Philippians chapter number 2. Amen. Starting at verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in the fashion as a man. Amen. How was he found? Amen. In the fashion as a man. Hey God, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Great God, he humbled himself all the way to the cross. He could have called at his disposal. He could have called for those legions of angels. Great God, all he had to do was say, come get me, boys. And them angels would have been in a whirlwind to come take him off that cross. But he said, not my will, nevertheless thine be done. And it was the will of the Father before the foundation of the world to send his Son. That's spotless, that's sinless Lamb of God. Can you raise a hand in the house and say, thank God for the sinless Lamb of God? Amen. Woo! John, give me Brother Tommy John, St. John 1. Amen. And after we get 1, we'll skip on down and get 14. Hey God, but Isaiah said, Emmanuel, God with us. It clearly speaks of God becoming flesh. Isaiah prophesied many, many years before the coming of Christ that Jesus would become flesh. He would be called Emmanuel, God with us, God dwelling among us. John 1:1.
In the beginning was the Word.
In the beginning was the Word.
And the Word was with God. And the Word was God.
And the Word was God. Let's skip all the way down to 14.
And the Word was made flesh.
Wait there. Woo! In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Who was that? That was Jesus. Amen. Verse number 14. And the Word, what did he do? Emmanuel, that's what he did. He became flesh, and he dwelt among us. I don't know about you. That's how I have access to the throne on high. He's the mediator. Thank God, he's the propitiator. He's the one, amen, that gives us access to the Father. He became flesh. He hurt like I hurt. Thank God, amen. I said, he is the propitiator. Pick it up. Let's get to that 14. And the Word became flesh.
And dwelt among us.
And he dwelt among us, Emmanuel.
And we beheld his glory.
Woo!
A glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
We beheld his glory, full of grace, full of truth. John said, we saw him.
Hallelujah.
Here he comes. My. John said, I laid my head on his breast. I heard his heartbeat. I felt the heart of God. We saw him. Even Isaiah said he would come. And he came. He dwelt among us. Thank God he left the portals of glory where the angels were gathered around the throne. Crying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And God searched throughout all of heaven. And he found a lamb that was worthy to take away the sin of all the world. And he dispatched him. And he walked among man. Emmanuel, God with us.
Praise you, Lord.
I gotta hurry. Woo! For Jesus to be the Messiah, he had to be sinless,
right?
And he had to come through the virgin birth.
Yeah. Right.
Hallelujah. Anybody preaches any other doctrine, they're preaching a false doctrine.
Right.
Hallelujah. Woo! Good God has sent his Son. through a woman who was not a virgin. Amen. Great God. Could he have caused a married woman to have had his son? Amen. But all the prophecy was given as a sign to the house of David. For Jesus to be the Messiah, he had to be born a virgin. And he had to be born sinless. Hey God. Oh, come to tell us. Isaiah said, unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. Everything God did in sending his son into this world was for the sinner. I don't know about you, but I was once lost in sin and I needed a Savior. I'm shouting up here tonight. Thank God I'm feeling the Holy Ghost in this house tonight. Why? Because he came. Why? Because he came as a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes. Thank God I can feel the joy of the Lord in my soul because he came. Aren't you glad? Why don't you raise your hand and say, thank God he came.
God, he came.
Woo! He came. He came. Amen. Well, we talked about the miracle of his birth. I just touched and scratched the surface.
Oh, yeah.
If the Lord will help me, remind me when I get home. I know I'm too young for that, but I got that paper, Brother Scotty. I think I run it off for him several years ago. I got that paper at the house. I need to find it. I want to run it off for everybody. But you take what Isaiah said,
yeah,
and what Micah said, and what all the Old Testament prophets, over 23, there's multiple prophecies, but about 23 specific prophecies of where he's going to come to,
yeah,
how he's going to get there,
right,
when, where, why, now. Amen. About 23 specific prophecies came to pass exactly like the word said it would, and they did a statistic on that, and it was like a one with 32 zeros after. I forget, it's way too big a number for a country boy to quote, but it was, in other words, it was an impossibility. They said, to put it in layman's term, you could take a silver dollar, amen, and flip it in the state of Texas and fill Texas up waist deep with quarters, amen, and you find that silver dollar in the midst of all of them quarters, waist deep in the entire state of Texas, and that's the odds of Jesus coming exactly like they said he would come. Hey God, I come to tell us this ain't something just thrown out in the air. This is God's plan for man. I said this is God's plan of salvation. He loves us. He came to save us. He came to pull us out of hell because he loves us. Thank God in heaven. I said he loves us. He cares about his people.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Woo.
Jesus.
So I couldn't scratch the surface on the miracle of his birth. But we must move on here and look at the message in his name. Amen. There are over 256 names given to Jesus in the Bible. We look at that at first glance and we say, why so many names? I believe one of these days, Brother Earl, when we're in heaven by that river of life, by that tree of life,
yeah,
God, when we get there and we say, mighty God, Prince of Peace,
yeah,
Lord of Lord, King of Kings, Rose of Sharon, Lily in the Valley,
yeah,
Bright and Morning Star,
yeah,
Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, when we're there and we're quoting his names, it's just then we'll begin to understand that 256 names cannot describe how good God is. Hey, I come to tell us he's a good God. I said he's good in the morning. He's good at night. He's good when I'm feeling good. And he's good when I'm sick. I come to tell us he's a good God.
Hallelujah.
Over 256 names is given to Jesus in his word. One name is sufficient for most of you and I, but I tell you, his majesty is so great that he requires many names.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! When we get to heaven, we will find, hey God, amen, that he's good to us. Revelation 2:17 paraphrasing here, but Revelation tells us there in chapter 2, verse 17, when we get there, we're going to sit down and eat of that hidden manna.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Yeah. Glory, glory, glory.
Yes,
won't that be good? Yeah. Hey, man, I thought about that this evening, Brother Scotty. And I thought, great God, we leave a loaf of bread out for a week or two, and it grows mold. It gets hard. Anybody ever eat stale bread? It's crusty. It's stale. It don't taste good. I'll tell you, it's been how many thousand years ago? 3,000 to 4,000 years. Moses put that man in the pot, and God sealed it up. And one of these days, there'll be a prayer given in heaven to multiply that, like Jesus did the fishes and the loaves. And God said, I will feed you with hidden manna. Glory, glory, glory. Hey, won't that be good? And he said, I'm going to give you a white stone that declares a name that only God knows that he's given us. Won't that be good? I said, won't that be wonderful? God loves and cares about us. Isaiah said his name. Woo! Amen. Great God is called
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
This means supernatural.
All right.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Extraordinary.
Oh, yeah.
Great God. There's nothing common about our God.
All right.
Woo! He is a miracle man. Yeah. He is a water walker.
Yeah.
Great God. Yeah. He is even the healer of our souls. He's the healer of our bodies. Great God. I said he's the Prince of Peace.
Yes.
He is so far beyond our level of comprehension that we can never figure him out.
No.
Amen. For Isaiah said his ways are far above our ways.
Yes.
And it's past knowing. Hallelujah. Hey, I've come to tell us you're serving a good God in this house tonight.
Yes.
Yet as great as he is, as wonderful as he is, as extraordinary as he is, a little child can know him. Hey, that sinner that don't know John 3:16, that heroin addict that just shot dope in his veins, can call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. I come to tell us he's wonderful, he's extraordinary, he's high above anyway. He is a good God. He's wonderful in his word. Isn't he wonderful in his word?
Yes.
Woo! He's wonderful in his works.
Yeah.
Great God. Hey, for the Bible said he went about doing good things. I said he's wonderful in his work. Amen. Hey, if you'd see him, I believe you'd be like Isaiah and say he's wonderful.
Yes, Lord.
If you'd feel him like I feel him, I believe you'd say he's wonderful. Hey, God. I said if he had come down on your spirit like I feel him, you'd say, this is wonderful. It's beyond explaining. God is a good God.
Yes, Lord.
Woo! Amen. His words, he's wonderful in his words. If we had heard him say, we would have said, he's wonderful.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Thank you. Go and sin no more. He's wonderful. Hallelujah.
Woo!
Amen. He's a wonderful Savior.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You and I write people off. I'm way better than I ever used to be. People get on our nerves and make us mad, and we say, that's all right. I don't have to have nothing to do with them. I've said it, and you've said it. We've all said it. Brother Tom's confessed lately about some things that the Lord dealt with him on.
Sure.
But I'm glad he didn't write me off.
Thank God.
Woo!
Thank God.
I'm glad in my stubbornness. I'm glad in my ignorant ways. I'm glad, Brother Tommy, in my immature ways. He didn't look at me and say, hey, I'm going to write them off. No, but he's wonderful. Woo! I said he's wonderful. Amen. He's long-suffering. He cares. He keeps on reaching. Aren't you glad that he's wonderful? He's wonderful in his pre-existence. He's wonderful in life. He was wonderful in death. He was wonderful in his resurrection. Great God, he is wonderful in the present day. And the ministry that's going on right now. He's wonderful in his promised return. Hey, and I come to tell us he will be wonderful in heaven one day. Hey, I said, he's a wonderful God.
Woo! Yes, Lord. Next, Isaiah said he's counselor.
All of us.
Come on.
Look at the money people pay to go pay a counselor.
Yeah.
To get good advice.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh. Woo! People pay financial advisors a lot of money to handle their money.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of money to help them make decisions.
Yeah.
I say the other day, it's amazing if you'll get close to God, what he'll do for you.
Yeah.
Brother Scotty, I say the other day, when these houses back here come up for sale. And one way I wanted to buy them, you know, so we can control who lives on us back here. And another way, I thought, I was scared to death. That's a lot of money. You know, this little church has a little bit coming in. And I was praying about that, Brother Tommy.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, Lord, I was serious. When you pray and you get serious, you better expect an answer. Amen. And I was serious. I said, Lord, the Lord dealt with my heart the other day over this. And he's still blessing us. And I said, God, if you want us to buy these houses, we'll buy them. But if you don't, amen, I don't want to get in trouble without you. Amen. And I was praying sincere. And all I could get was the Lord said, you buy them and I'll bless it. You buy them and I'll bless it. And sometimes the rest you got to step out on faith, amen. So we bought these houses too, nearly at the same time. Hey God, amen. I didn't know. We Charlie worked on them, refinished the floors, painted them up, had them looking good, and I took pictures, put them on Craigslist, and house for rent, amen. That's all I knew to do. And I got a call from this agency that's still living in there right now, and they told me the other day, they said we ain't got no plans on moving out. We plan on staying for years to come. Hey God, that's been about three and a half years ago. Amen. And we almost got this house behind us paid off. We just take the rent every month, put it right on the payment, and it's paid itself off. About $2,000 or $3,000 is all we owe here in a couple weeks, maybe about springtime. We'll have a shouting Sunday night service when we pay her off. Hey God, but I thought about that the other day, and I said, Lord, I'm so glad you could see the future. All I knew was God said, I'll bless you, and he's still blessing. It's still coming. Great God, you can't make it without him. You don't want to walk a day without him. The blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich. You better follow the ways of God.
That's right.
Counselor, he knows the best advice.
Yes, he does.
Woo!
Come on.
Yes. Call Brother Tommy up sometimes and say, what do you think about it?
Yeah.
And we give our best advice.
Yeah, we do.
I call, still call my dad up. It's good to have a dad around.
Yes, sir.
I say, Dad, what do you think about this? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me what he thinks.
Yep.
Woo!
Yeah. Yeah.
Praise I told God. Michelle the other day, we bought that land better years ago in Kentucky. Yeah. What is that? Not Rock House, but it's the next one over. Hearthstone. There was eight and a half acres come for sale over there. Amen. I still laugh about this. Me and Michelle was laughing about this the other day. We had plans on moving down there, but the Lord had other plans.
Yeah.
I bought 8.5 acres of land. And once again, I was young, $40,000. $40,000, 8.5 acres. That was a pretty good deal, I thought. But I was still nervous, Brother Earl. I prayed about that. I thought about that. I thought, boy, I don't want to get stuck with something I could never sell.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you know who I called up? I called up a businessman by the name of Johnny Justice. And I said, Johnny, what do you think about this? He said, let's go look at it. Well, I didn't really believe he'd do that. He rode out there 87, 86 years old and looked at it. And he said, Lord, just from what I can tell, that's a steal of a buy. Hey. And he said, let's go walk over it. 86 years old. We walked up 8.5 acres, way up in the woods, one way and way another way. And he basically said, if you don't want to buy it, I'd like to buy it. Amen. Hey, God, it's good land. Amen. And I was going to build a house, Brother Earl, but the Lord put a block up, and we never did build on that land. a year or two down the road, I just put a sign up for sale by owner down at the gate. Had people call me, want me to trade a truck for it. You want to take a truck and some boots and all this crazy stuff? I said, no. I put a sign up, $40,000. I want to sell it for $40,000. That's what I got in it. Amen. People's aggravating me to death. Will you take $30,000? Will you take $20,000? I finally just got kind of took it down. Amen. But right before I took it down, a realtor that lived up in there, Addington. She's married to Addington Brothers. Christy Addington. She's a big time realtor over. I didn't know it. She got my number off that sign, called me up. She said, what do you want for that land? I said, I got 40 in it. I want 40 out of it. She started laughing at me. She said, no, no, no. She said, I can sell that for way more than 40. And she said, let me ask 79.9 for it. $80,000. Then I did the laughing. I said, well, if you can get double the money out of it, you get it. Amen. And she got some doctor and another businessman in a bidding war. And I got over $80,000 out of a piece of land. I come to tell us he's a counselor. He's a mighty God. He's a prince of peace. Thank God, I come to tell us you can trust the Lord. His ways are higher than our ways. I come to tell you, why don't you trust him? Why don't you trust him? Somebody in this house right now, you need to trust him. You need to put your faith in him.
Raise your hand, raise your hand, raise your hand. I feel the Holy Ghost right here. I said I feel the Holy Ghost right here. Somebody needs to trust him. His counsel's right. His counsel's good. He's good all the time.
All the time.